Luke Combs, When It Rains and Pours on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren. Plenty of rain lately, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Feels like it. Mosquitoes are terrible this year.
Right? I know.
I've actually talked to somebody and they said, you know, even the spring, some of the pesticides, it's really hard to get it to work this year because it just washes off right away. There's so much rain. There's so much groundwater where they're breeding.
Interesting.
This has been your B105, Northland's number one for new country, and we have the B105 Buzz right now. Brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Can I start?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I saw this driving past it the other day, and we now have it on B105country.com, but after nearly two decades, World of Fish is closing.
The World of Fish is closing,
World of Fish is closing.
It was for sale for a while.
Yeah, so the building and the land have been sold, but no word on if somebody bought the World of Fish. Now, the owner did say something along the lines of, like, I don't know what the future holds, if it'll reopen somewhere else, but hopefully it does, because he says it's devastating right now to think that this could be kind of like the end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
But he's retiring, and I didn't realize that the World of Fish had a snake pit.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is that still going to be going on down there?
I don't think so.
They did like private parties and stuff too.
Yeah. So
we did a whole story on it a while ago.
Yeah. Owner says there might be a buyer, but we don't know anything right now. And I'm guessing the reptiles would go with the buyer.
Well, World of Fish buyer or the snake pit buyer? Because it's not the same.
Probably buying it all.
Well, there's two separate businesses.
Oh. Well,
you can't put fish near snakes.
Well, you can have them in the same room. I don't know.
No, one's in the basement. The fish were upstairs.
What do I know?
The snakes were in the bottom.
What do I know?
The pit. It's like basement pit.
Oof.
Right?
Oof. Nope.
Nope, nope, nope. I was going to mention this. I saw this the other day. I'm like, what is going on? There's an F-35 flying in Duluth training with the 148th. And that's strange because the 148th doesn't have F-35s. They have the F-16s. Why do I know this? Because I'm a nerd.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a nerd alert, and I like it.
And they're Norwegian pilots.
Okay.
What?
That's interesting. Have you ever been to Norway?
No. Do you know why Norway puts barcodes on their ships? So when they come back in, they can Scandinavian in.
You probably should have saved that for the 7-10 laugh off.
I've used it before, but, you know, good.
Yeah.
You know, when are you going to use it? I'm talking about the Norwegian Air Force or whatever,
right.
But... anyway, so they're they were training with the United States, part of a joint NATO operation where, you know, we make sure we can all work together kind of thing. So that's what was going on here in Duluth. Read about it, B105. Some great photos, too. Going by Split Rock Lighthouse, the lift bridge. You can
what
see
a
all
cool
those.
Place to, like, have that job.
Yeah, no kidding.
Flying the jets.
Norway pilots. Pretty cool. All right. Anyway, there you go. That's B105 Buzz this morning. Old Dominion Memory Lane on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. Did you know that do you know where the Olympics are going to be this summer?
Paris.
Okay. Do you know when that's happening?
June.
I think it's actually happening in July because it's June right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're only halfway through June.
What's your favorite summer Olympic sport?
What are the options? running?
Yeah. It's a track. Yeah. Okay.
I love seeing the elite athletes at grandma's. Could never be me, but that's cool.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about the Paris Olympics on a special one-on-one edition with Lauren today.
What other summer sports are there?
7:40. Oh, no, swimming, rowing,
swimming, boxing.
Yeah. Basketball. There's a lot of B105 with Lauren's Country Lowdown. All right, how ridiculous can we get?
Okay, well, this is, I guess, ridiculous depending on how you look at it, but there might be another major artist that's going country.
Oh, who now?
It's just getting a little extra.
It's getting a little over the top.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, please.
I met him one time like 15 years ago.
He was a jerk.
No, he wasn't, but I interned at a country station in college and it also had a pop station, and he came in and I was like kind of scared of him because, you know, his image is like, especially at that time.
Right.
It was like scary, but he was nice.
I thought he just had a bad rap in general.
But I think he kind of does. Right. I honestly don't know because I don't follow like his genre, but he might be going country. He actually popped up in Nashville over the weekend at Spotify House, which is a major thing that they do at Blake Shelton's bar. And it's like every big country artist goes and does a set. Well, Machine Gun Kelly popped up and he covered a Dixie Chick song. And everyone's like, that was amazing.
Oh, really? I guess I shouldn't knock him till I listen to it.
Right. No, it's just crazy how many people want to get into country music. But, you know, Post Malone is killing it.
And
so.
I have no problem with Post Malone in country. I think he sounds great.
He's a great fit. So it's like, maybe Machine Gun Kelly will be too.
Maybe, I guess.
But it also kind of makes sense because Jelly Roll did an interview with Taste of Country Nights recently where Jelly Roll said that he was working with Machine Gun Kelly on a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think it's interesting when rappers like sing and then they're like good. You know,
some people have all the talent, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. So you can see that cover, B105Country.com. Here's the ridiculous story. Carly Pierce, she's clapping back at the internet because they were calling her, and I know this is a family program, but a devil worshiper. It's so dumb. Wait.
I gotta Google this.
Okay.
Carly Pierce,
hold on, I'm gonna explain. So she shared a series of photos from CMA Fest. She performed at Nissan Stadium. She shared pictures of herself before she went on stage. And on the ground, it said 668, but people thought it said 666. So she got a lot of very, very, very nasty comments on the photo, like a lot.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, really, who's saying stuff? And people were like, that's so disappointing. I used to look up to you. Like, really mean stuff. She said, I have to address this because there's so many comments about it. She said, first of all, that was the parking spot for my tour bus. Like, you get a parking spot, you have to park there. It's 668.
Oh my gosh. People
and then she
will
said,
find anything.
Yeah, and she said, there's also zero underlying messages except I was excited to be there. She's like a very well-known
She's a devout Christian.
Yeah, like she has songs about it. So people are ridiculous. But she'll also be on the Kelly Clarkson show today promoting her new album. She was just on the Tonight Show. So she's killing it. But you can see those photos,
b105country.com. So
people really need to just
zip I love it. This one here, this comment where it goes, 666, disappointing.
Yeah, it's like, clearly.
Do better, Carly Pierce.
Oh my gosh.
I'll use that phrase ever. I immediately will not take you for serious at all.
If you're like a troll, I will not take you seriously. If you have valid points, we'll consider
then it. Hurts. Yeah.
Then it hurts.
Then I got to reflect. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, Carly Pierce, not a devil worshiper.
No.
Didn't see
gosh.
That. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, here we go. The 710 laugh off on your Thursday, June 13th.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I was thinking Friday the 13th, but it's Thursday.
It'll be Friday the
14th. So close.
Oh, darn.
Anyways, you won yesterday.
You go first.
Okay. Ken, my three-year-old was putting stickers on my Rolex. I said, not on my watch.
That's cute.
I don't have a three-year-old.
If you did, and I just found that out now, that'd be very shocking.
I just somehow had a child within the past 7 years.
Okay.
I didn't tell you.
Well, very private person, I guess. Lauren, I have a joke about inflation. But it's just not worth it anymore.
That hits really.
I know, it's way too close to home.
Ooh, a little close to home there, yeah.
It's kind of just sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Ken, my friends just told me that I own every single board game except for one. I have no clue.
When was the last time you played Clue?
Okay, I tried to play with my mom. And let me just tell you, it didn't go well.
I can imagine not. Knowing your mom.
Mom, if you're listening, that's a compliment.
That would have been fun. Lauren, what do you call a dog that's an umpire? A referee.
Almost laughed. Okay.
A sports joke.
Yeah. I have a sports joke, courtesy of Shelby.
Shout out Shelby. Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken, did you hear about the person that was afraid of hurdles? They got over it.
Did you ever have to run hurdles?
Yeah, and it was horrible because I'm
imagine.
Only 5'3".
Yeah.
I can't do hurdles.
I think you need a climbing rope.
Yeah, I remember it being hard for me, difficult.
And I biffed it once.
Okay, I do remember a vivid memory of someone from my high school biffing it on the hurdles at a track meet. Clearly, it stuck with me.
What a terrible sport.
I know, that, and it's just embarrassing. Like,
and that's in the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, they're super athletes, but no one should have to do that in high school.
And we're talking about the Olympics here at 7:40, one-on-one with Lauren.
When do those start?
The Olympics?
July.
Yeah, it's coming up not that long from now.
Okay.
We'll discuss later here. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. It's 7:13. B105 B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. 722. We got your brain teaser question today and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's pizza.
Yeah, so we talk a lot about airplanes on the show, usually during some jerk, but this kind of made me laugh. A new poll says this is the grossest thing a person can do on an airplane. I also put this up on our Facebook page yesterday because I wanted to know what other gross things have happened to people on airplanes.
Did anybody ask? Did anybody mention this specific thing?
I'm looking right now. So there's a lot of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody did.
It's not your home. You're in public still, even though you're on an airplane.
Yeah, Sonia said that somebody flossed their teeth once on a plane. That's not it, but that is
gross.
Very disgusting.
Okay, so poll says this is the grossest thing
yep.
you can do on an airplane.
Yeah, somebody don't do this.
Okay. 727-B105, call now. Good luck. You can win some pop. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got your brain teaser question this morning. Goes like this.
A new poll says that this is the grossest thing that a person can do on an airplane, and yeah, it is disgusting.
Okay, let's take some guesses, see what we got here. Hi, B105. What do you think?
I don't know. Clicker toenails?
Oh, gross.
That's disgusting. You're on the right track.
But not clipping your toenails.
Not clipping your toenails.
Okay.
Right, I would thanks. Sue.
Yeah. Hi, B105. What's your guess?
Good morning. Lauren, taking their shoes off.
Taking their shoes off. You got it. That's disgusting.
Yes.
Keep your shoes on in public, right?
There's no reason to take them off.
Who's this?
Oh, my great. It's Herman on the home.
Oh, hey, Herm. How you doing today?
Good.
All right. Well, hey, we got you. Enjoy some Papa Murphy's, okay? You got to split it with her, okay?
And us.
Oh, wait a minute. Have a party.
Yeah, we'll have a party. That'd be good. We'll have a pizza party. Just tell us when and where.
On your pontoon.
On my pontoon, yeah. Come on out. We'll do it this Saturday, okay? hang on a second, okay? Okay, there you go. Yeah, a little bit of a phone issue there. But anyway, Herm got it right.
Yep.
And congratulations. And he's talking about
nasty comments on here.
Nasty comments on our Facebook page?
Like about grossest things
like
that
else?
People can do. Not shower. Diane said that. That's kind of gross.
Some people skip a shower on an early morning flight. I don't know. Airplanes are so stuffy.
Yes.
I feel dirty when I get off a plane anyway.
I know. You have to take a shower when you get off the plane. And then Tim said toot. So.
Yeah.
He said it in different words. But since this is a, you know, people are eating, I'm just going to say toot.
Very PC.
Keep it classy. Yeah,
very classy. That's the first time we tried that here. 728, B105, your weather forecast. That's next. And then we're talking Olympics, 101 with Lauren, 740. We're going to test her Olympic knowledge.
And there's not much.
You're a gold medal winner in my eyes.
Well, Lauren. I have touched a gold medal before. Was it mine? It was John Schuster's.
Yeah. Well, congrats on that. We'll discuss here on B105. Okay, Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. What's happening?
So, openers have been announced for Bayfront Festival Park Brantley Gilbert Show. So, that's coming up Thursday, July 18th. So, we're just about a month away. And they just finalized that lineup, which just makes it all the more exciting. We have Rafe Carlson, and then LV Shane will also be opening the show. LV has his big hit, My Boy, remember?
Yeah, I remember that one.
And he just released some new music, so he's going to be opening. And I have all the details, b105country.com, like when gates open, how you can still get tickets, all that. But nothing better than a summertime show at Bayfront Festival Park.
July 18th.
July 18th.
Awesome.
Yeah, so excited about that. Kelsey Ballerini, she's had a very big few years. Of course, she was just announced as the newest coach on The Voice, which we still have one more season to go before her big debut, but she did some press ahead of CMA Fest, and she said that if she fights with anybody or like gets competitive with anybody, she feels like it's going to be Adam Levine. She says that she thinks he's her biggest competitor because like he's coming back. He was one of
He's coming back?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think I mentioned it.
Okay, well, sorry. I missed that.
It is hard to keep track because they have new judges every single season.
Well, he kind of left in like a bad terms, didn't he?
Yeah, I feel like he kind of like poo-pooed on the show a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of surprised he's back.
Yeah, but okay. I don't really know what else he's doing. But so she's like, he's an original and he's coming back. I know it's a big deal he's coming back. And she also joked that Blake has taught her how to take him down. Because, you know, Adam and Blake were fake frenemies, if you will.
Yeah, right.
And then Kelsey also said, you know, she's a decade into her own career, but she says she's still learning. So she's like, I'm excited to, like, be able to coach people, but then I'm also excited to still learn and learn things from the people on my team and also from the other judges as well. So she says she'll be more like a sister than a coach.
I just saw an article here. It says Adam Levine warned about abrasive behavior ahead of The Voice U.S. return.
Like that he's abrasive?
Yeah, like he'll be dropped if he's abrasive.
He was a little abrasive.
Yeah, it didn't go very well. Anyway.
I barely remember because it was so long ago. But Kelsey also said that she is basically done with her next album. She said she's a little stressed out about it because she's like, it's hard to follow up rolling up the welcome mat because that changed her career. But she said, I'm doing it. And it's all about just being 30, feeling like an adult, feeling like a kid, being in a relationship, being a friend, being a daughter, all those things. So you can read more about that to B105Country.com, and then we'll see her on The Voice, but probably not for at least like a year.
Right.
Because she's on the spring 2025 season, and then there's still season 24. Hard to keep track.
There's a lot of seasons, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to keep track of.
Well, fortunately, we have you and your very... Morgan Wall and Cowgirls on B105, and coming up next, we're talking to Leah Zmirko from WDIO. You know, she was up late last night handling some of this weather stuff going on. She was there late last night, so hopefully she got some sleep, but, you know, they were monitoring all the weather we had through there, like high winds, big hail in some spots. We're going to check in with her in just a minute.
Right.
And see what happens. She's from Vermont, too, so she doesn't normally see this kind of stuff.
I didn't know she was from Vermont.
Yeah, they don't usually get that kind of severe weather there. So we're going to talk to her about her first experience coming up next on B105.
Luke Holmes, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma on B105. We have Ben from Mainstream Inn.
Good morning, my friend.
How's it going?
Good. I really enjoy the Rocky country music in the morning. That makes me very happy.
I know. So, Luke Holmes is good for, a lot of things. He's my favorite, but a good wake-up song.
Absolutely.
You know, you're awake after you hear that.
That should be your alarm waking up every morning. Yeah. That'll just get you going and put you in the mood.
Yeah. He has a beer song that I always say.
Ice Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart.
No, it's a different one. Broke My Heart. Lots of beer songs. And it's my favorite song in the world, and it wakes me up, and I'm like so happy every
time
I
hear it. What's it called? I need to hear
it. Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yeah, that one. That one I just said.
You said.
I said ice cold beer never.
Sorry, he has another drinking song. You were correct. Anyways, I stand corrected. You were right. What is going on in Mainstream? Are you guys still really busy right now?
Oh my goodness, it's super, super busy right now. Getting ready for, you know, wedding season is just taking off right now. Mm-hmm. So it's been loads and loads of fun. We've just been reminding people, like, if you're in an upcoming wedding and your suits are already here, because we do our best to get the suits in the store, you know, a month or two before the wedding itself, so you have plenty of time to get the tailoring done. Don't wait till the week before the wedding to come on down, because when we get as busy as we are right now, we want to make sure that there's time to get everything perfect. So don't wait. Come on down. Or if you're going to a wedding and you just know you need to get something new, come on down and see us before the week of the wedding, preferably, because I think last week we had 6 or 7 guys buy suits for a weekend wedding, and this week it's in the single digits still, but it's getting close to 10.
They're clearly not listening to the Breakfast Club.
They're not listening well enough, but that's just us guys in general. So, you know, come on down and see us. But yeah, wedding season's going great. My wife starts working today, which is loads of fun because school's out, so she gets to come hang out with me.
Oh, she's going to be at Mainstream.
I might bring her next week to the radio. And I think I might, and then she can tell the truth about me.
Yeah. Well, I'll have conversations with her off air about
naturally,
you.
Of course.
But you guys do more than just weddings as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we do tons and tons of casual business. You know, everything from casual shoes to jeans to, you know, button ups. Like, I have a Hawaiian shirt on today because I have one of my favorite dad shirts on, is what I call
them.
It's
setting the vibes.
Thank
for the
you.
Day.
Yeah, because I'm always going to be, you know, super casual and super comfy in the summer because we need to be mobile when it's wedding season. And so you're going to see me in, you know, like chinos and a button-up Hawaiian shirt most days in the summer because I just want to have fun. So that's what I'm going to do.
Your casual is different than our casual.
Yeah, maybe
the radio
a little
station.
Bit, but we're having fun. That's the most important thing. Yeah. So there
always,
you go.
Always looking sharp, and
everyone
can look sharp if they go to Mainstream.
You
so
bet.
Where are you guys located?
We're at 206 West Superior Street, right across from the Holiday Center, and we're there 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and feel free to look us up online at oldmainstreamduluth.com.
And then also Facebook. I know you post a lot on there as well.
Yeah, I'm going to post today because it's Father's Day this weekend, and I almost forgot. So what does that tell you?
Oh, well, that's just because you're so busy, but
something
Mainstream
like
a great place to get a Father's Day gift as well.
Easiest place in town.
Yeah. So go see Ben. And yeah, please bring your wife next week.
I think I'm gonna.
Hopefully we won't scare her. We'll worry about that next week.
But, exactly.
Ben from Main Street, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Dylan Scott on B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren and some angel with Lauren Wells today.
Yeah, this pulled at my heartstrings. Our angel today is an amazing bus driver named Larry Farish Jr. This happened in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, he does the same routes. And there is a little guy who rides a bus. His name is Levi. He's always happy and excited. And then one day, Larry noticed that he was really upset. So he said, "What's wrong?" And Levi told him, "Well, it's pajama day at school, but I don't have any new pajamas." Aww. Like, I wasn't able to get any. And when you're, you know, in elementary school, that's a big deal. So after the bus driver finished all of his routes and whatnot, he went and bought Levi a few pair of pajamas and then brought it back to him. So he was able to have pajamas for pajama day. So cute.
That's nice.
I know.
Why do they have pajama day all the time?
I don't know.
Our kid, I swear, it's like 3 days out of the week, it's pajama day.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And you have to get new pajamas, though.
Right.
Yeah.
My daughter wore unicorn pajamas one day. I remember that one.
I have a unicorn onesie. Where did that go?
You have a unicorn onesie.
Yeah.
We need you to wear that to work one day.
We should have a pajama day at work. We should.
I don't have any pajamas, though.
I'm trying to think of where my... I'm trying to think of where my unicorn onesie is. I might have donated it.
I don't think they have one of my size.
You never know.
That's true. I don't know. Well, anyway, what a lovely story pulling at the heartstrings, Lauren. B105, Northland's number one for new country. We're out of here. Joe Danger's coming in next. He's got that Kenny Chesney code coming up at 10:20, and he'll take you through the rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you on Friday.
TGIF. I can't say that yet, but we're getting closer.
Well, it's almost there. I mean, you might as well chalk it up.
Yeah. You know, it'll be chalk it up to a Friday.
Sure. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll see you here on